Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
All rise for the Honourable Judge Billy.
Honourable.
I'm going to take us back 30 years.
Oh.
30 years to a penalty that I gave in the 1989 Grand Final.
Incorrectly.
And it was against Bruce McGuire.
Incorrectly.
And the Balmain supporters are still, to this day, can't get over that penalty.
Are you going to apologise?
The WOC, Warren Ryan, still says it was the first one he'd ever seen, and he hasn't seen one since. But I still stand by it.
What was the penalty for?
Obstruction. He actually used a Canberra player as a shield. So let me explain what he did. Bruce McGuire got the ball, ran up behind Steve Walters, put his hand on his back, wrapped his jersey. As a defender came in to tackle him, he ducked around one side, then ducked around the other, pushed Walters into the defender and ran away. Got away with it. So bang, I penalised him. And that's what I want to bring up, because if you were watching Friday night footy, Brisbane Broncos versus the Cowboys, or if you're fortunate enough to tape it, go back and have a look at it 15 minutes in and 15 minutes from full time. There are two classic examples of a ball carrier using a retreating opposition player who is out of play, not defending, and runs up behind him. But in these two particular cases, used him exactly the way McGuire did and prevented the defender, another defender who was onside coming in to make the tackle, from getting to him and making the tackle. And they and that ball carrier got an advantage out of it. Now, had he have done that with his own player, he'd have been penalised for obstruction. But because it's an opposition player, we just turn a blind eye to it and let him get away with it, where it should have been a penalty.
There you go.
So if you've got it taped, and I know you do, Dan, I want you to go back and I want you to have a look at it. 15 minutes into it and 15 minutes to go.
MG, I just read into this, Billy's justifying a decision from 30 years ago.
I think something's happened. You've got some hate mail or something through the week or something.
You've done it. And I'm sitting there watching it on Friday night, and I see it again, and the Cowboys defender actually gets knocked on his backside. And I'm just thinking, why aren't we penalising this?
It took you back.
Did you do a maroon cashy at Balmain Leagues or something, and someone's brought it up?
No, just watching it on Friday night. You have a look at it.
So you find somebody else from the other team as a shield,
yeah,
but not someone from your own team as a shield.
Yeah.
And that's pretty... That's,
and you get away... Makes... It's exactly the same thing, and you get away with exactly the same advantage in doing it.
Yep.
So why aren't they penalised? Hey, that's Judge Billy.
Bill.
Beautiful.
Thanks. Billy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Robinson, the only thing I get... The only thing I get disappointed with is when players keep on giving away infringements in the last 10 to slow them down. And the referee just doesn't go, okay, mate, you're doing that on purpose, go off. Well, I got sent off here in a state of origin, sin bin, because we gave away too many penalties. And Galen Lange said, mate, get Alfie onside. And I said, you get him onside, that's your job. And I think we gave away a couple other penalties, and just right on halftime, I tackled Moody. You sent me off and said, that's way too many penalties. And you sent me to the sin bin in an origin.
I did, 2002.
I don't know what year it was.
It was 2002.
Stop,
that's because you said,
the past.
You did come up to me and
but
say,
tell me
Billy.
This, so why don't they do it today? Why don't they do it today?
Because you did come up to me and say, Billy, how quick's this game? And I said, it's state of origin, Gordy. And you said, is there any chance you could give me a 10-minute break? And I said, make the next tackle. You did, and I accommodated you.
Bill, don't cover it up. You sent me off in a state of origin.
Yeah.
For some ridiculous bullshit decision.
Well, you called me
why
something.
Why don't they do it now?
You called me something and said I was a worse referee than Stephen Clark.
That was the time you sent me off. That's not the time you sent me to the sin bin, because Queensland were giving away too many decisions.
You did.
And then Andrew G ran up to you and the boys ran up to you. But you did because we were ill-disciplined that night.
Yeah. I said the next one will go. And, mate, that's a great question, Gordy. And it's also the one where they give away the penalties. And we saw it in our game...
Friday night, Cowboys, Broncos.
And we also saw it at Penrith, I think.
Yep.
But they don't do it these days because they're under so much scrutiny and they are afraid of copping the flack that they are ruining the game by putting somebody in the sin bin. And that's why I said last year and the year before...
Bring back 5 minutes.
What I'm suggesting is when a player or a team gives away deliberate penalties 10 metres out to reset, you just put him in the back. You have a little sin bin box at the back of the goalpost just past the dead ball line.
The box of shame.
And you say, mate, go and stand in there until... your team gets the ball back again.
Yep, like Oztag.
The box of shame.
And you go to the box of shame. I like that, MG. The box of shame.
B-O-S.
And he stays there until the play is dead. and his team comes back with a ball or a line dropout or something.
Imagine if it's an away game and you're standing in the box of shame and it's like, if I'm playing for Penrith and I'm at Parramatta Stadium, they're just giving it to me. You wanker, the box of shame. Okay, but, now that we're getting things off our chest.
But it'd be good.
But do the box of shame. But it's at the other end of the ground. So you've got to run past everybody to go stand there. Then when you get the ball, it's like a 200-metre run as well.
Even better.
Because then you know what they'll do then, Gordy. They'll wander down the field, take their time, kick the cat, wave to people in the crowd.
He's got to walk straight off the back of the field. He's got to go straight off the back.
Straight off the back behind his team in the box of shame. Yep. And he stays there 13-12 until the play's dead or his team gets the ball back.
Geez, I hope our boss.
We've got it. I hope they're listening. Todd, you're listening.
No, Buzz, I want Buzz to get one here because Maroon would be in it all.
Boxing. So, we get a little bit of like gaffer tape and we just put it on the carpet.
Put it outside so the crowd
can give it. It's BOS, so we'd get Boss Speakers to sponsor it. BOS, the Boss Speakers.
Or Hugo
Boss.
Box of Shame. Excellent.
The Box of Shame.
Is the Box of Shame, does that come from when the Guy family does the swear? What's the swear game?
A swear game, or we do Sunday Nightmare. I scare people at
What's
night.
That?
Sunday Nightmare. But like tonight, if I was up to it, but I'm not, I've been a bit off the last couple of days.
So what do you do?
Have a few drinks, a few bottles of wine, and then put a mask on, and turn the lights off.
In the whole house?
Whole house, pitch black.
Yeah.
And they just, the last thing they see is the image of me putting my mask on. Then I turn the lights off and I'm hiding somewhere. They've got to make it from the back room to my room, which is about 30 metres. And I'm somewhere on the line crawling along the floor. trying to tackle my own family.
I like it.
What is wrong with you?
No, I like that.
It's funny though.
It scares the shit out of me.
Spending quality time.
Now that you're in.
How old is your eldest?
24.
And your youngest?
11.
Oh my God.
Now that you're dad again with Billy, can you explain to him the swear game? Because this might be something Gordy might want to introduce.
Just on that, I'm going to send Billy down to your house on Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday night, man.
Once he starts walking.
The swear game. I'm 30 minutes a week. I used to give my kids as I was growing up. When my wife was in the room, I'd say, okay, you're allowed to swear. You're allowed to say the F word. If I ever hear it out in public, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. Because that's what my mum, threatened to do.
Bite it. Did she make you bite it?
We did that to Joey once here. In this box room, I'd wash his mouth out with soap.
And it worked.
So you used to play the swear game where they're allowed to swear for half an hour.
In a story format. They'd tell me a story and throw the word in.
I think we all should go to this joint on a Sunday night.
I'd love that.
Yeah. Oh. Was it F word the limit? We couldn't go.
Oh, no. By far, the F word was the limit.
Let's take a break as we do Triple M footy for Maccas.